Well, the bipartisan infrastructure package we passed last fall is going to provide additional funding to help with our investments in our infrastructure and our ports and harbors and a host of other badly needed investments that we need to make to compete in the 21st century. But that's longer term. Short term is what we have discovered as a result in, for a lot of causes, this first of all, this pandemic in which our economy became constrained because of the closure of schools and restaurants, and then now a rapid expansion. And we're seeing a phenomenon that we've really not seen before, where demand has increased, but our ability to meet that supply and demand is not keeping pace, thus creating inflationary pressures beyond what has occurred in the last 5 months with Russia's invasion of Ukraine, in which Putin has weaponized oil and gas, as well as wheat and food.